Well, well, hello, Joe. Look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Spread the welcome mat for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a hall. Great big hall, band and all. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a hall. And spread the welcome mat for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do, hatcha-do.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 11:17 a.m. here in the Marion, Ohio, Central Ohio, whatever you want to call it. You know, I don't care what it's called. I just know I'm tired this morning. I'm not usually up this early, but I have two wonderful friends here with me joining here this morning, and one of them is going to be the next star in Central Ohio.
Oh,
she's
going to
be
you.
The next. I always say Carrie Underwood because that's all I can think of.
No, I'm not Carrie Underwood, but that's an awesome compliment.
But you know, I love your music, by the way.
Thank you.
And Robbie, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, let me turn your mic on, I guess. That'll help, wouldn't it?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. All right. So we have a lot of interesting things to talk about. And yes. I'm going to turn the board over to you. This is Lisa Ging.
Okay.
I'm going to let you talk about how you got started. You have an album coming out soon?
Yes, yes. I have a band called Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silos, and we are working on an album. We're kind of in the middle of it right now. We're hoping it'll be done like middle next year. We've got 12 songs that are going to be on it, and I have guest musicians like Chris Shaw that plays violin on a song. It's amazing. He's a really good Columbus musician. Ryan Larslayer's on lead guitar on a couple songs, and I'll be adding other musicians in as we go. So it's a big project. We've been working on it. We started in April. So I estimated like a year and a half to complete it. So that's kind of the big thing I'm focusing on. But, you know, I do my solo stuff on the side still, too. So
you just sit down, you just think of the lyrics you're going to write down? Is that how you do it?
Usually, they just come to me like that.
Really?
Like, the last song that came to me, I was giving my cat his shot. He's diabetic.
Yeah.
I was literally just giving my cat his shot, and these lyrics came to me. And I was like, I got to write that down.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, I got to hear some previews, folks. That was awesome. And wonderful music. You're a good singer.
Thank you.
You are.
Very much.
And, you know, I was just jamming, you know, and... Yeah, it's
really
awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like to say, like, I don't think I have the best voice. I think my voice is good.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's not the voice. But I think what makes me stand out is the songs I write, because I think I have really good quality writing material. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of, you know, where I stand out at. So.
Right. Yeah, you know, Bonnie, what's her last name, that played on the Roseanne Barr. You remember the
Bonnie? Oh, yeah.
Yes, you have, like, you're similar to her.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. You know, she has an amazing voice.
Yes, she does.
Yes, a huge voice.
What is her last name?
I forget her last name.
I just know her first name's Bonnie.
Yeah, I know, because she did that episode where they sang that song, and it was so good.
Was she a country music artist?
No, she's blues.
She was with, like, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I think. Yep.
It's not Bonnie Raitt, is it?
No, not her. She's a blonde.
I think it's blonde.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, it's blonde. I think it starts with a B, I think, her last name. Or
maybe. But I know exactly who you're talking about. That is a great compliment.
Did you ever watch the Roseanne show? It's back on again.
Yeah,
I watched it. Or coming back on.
A little bit as a kid.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
Sweet. Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah, I did. I love that show. I watch it all the time.
I watch it all the time, too.
So, tell us a little about it. So, what year or how old you was when you first started singing?
I was 18 when I started playing guitar, and I should go back, though. So I started writing songs when I was 12. I started singing, like, ever since I could talk, because my great-grandma would encourage it, and people would come over, and she'd be like, sing them a song. And, you know, so that's kind of how it started. I started writing songs at 12, and I took it very seriously. I joined a songwriters group at 15. I was the youngest person in the group. And everyone always said all my songs sounded like I had an old soul, you know, because they're all painful, like, heartbreaking songs. And, you know, that's kind of like where I shine. But so I started doing that. And then I was like, I want to just be able to play, like, a coffee shop or something. So I need to pick up an instrument to back myself. So I bought my first guitar at 18, taught myself how to play it. I bought this book called How to Teach Yourself Guitar for, like, $7. And I just started playing coffee shops and stuff ever since then. So I've been playing out for 22 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Long time. I'm getting old.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you taught yourself how to play a guitar. You know, I have a guitar. I have three of them, but three of them I'm sending back because I had them autographed, but they're fake.
That's a different story.
That's a different story down the road. But I did have one, but it just sat there and collected dust because I don't know if I'm not coordinated or, I mean, I know how to play, what's that easy, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was easy to learn how to play. That's probably the easiest one to play, right? Because it's only two keys and.
Maybe one of the easy. I mean, there's a lot of easy songs you can play.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's a lot of hits that are like three chord songs that you'd be surprised, you know, like, oh my God, I can play that, you know? So that was kind of encouraging for me, too, in learning, you know, just a few chords, like, oh, I can play these songs.
Yeah.
So you never know till you try.
Yeah. So the song that we're about to play, tell me a little bit about it. How do you come up with the lyrics?
Okay, so we're doing Two Packs of Cigarettes, which is a very personal song that I wrote before my father passed away. And it's about his life. He had a really tough life. You know, he went to Vietnam at 18 years old, which affected him for the rest of his life, you know. And I can relate to why he was the way he was, kind of like a hard person, no emotions. You know, a lot of guys are that way that were in war. So, you know, that's what it's about and just kind of how it affected me as a daughter. And, you know, it's a really good story song. And so it's going to be on the album with the band, and that's what you're going to be playing. So I'm kind of excited because they played it on WSU last night.
You were telling me I forgot to hit DVDR.
Yeah, it's okay. But it was a special about Columbus Vietnam veterans, and I was in tears, literally crying. And then when they played it at the end, I was like, it's the perfect fit. So, you know, that was pretty cool. But they can only play, like, a section of the song. So you'll get to hear, like, the whole thing and get a glimpse of what we're going to have on the album. So hopefully you like it.
All right. Yeah, you guys ready to hear it?
We're ready.
Here we go. We're going to cue this up. If I can get my computer to work here. Okay.
Daddy had a real hard life for 20 straight years. years my mom was his wife. When she left us, his heart was so broken, nothing around helped him with coping. But two packs of cigarettes, God is gonna lead to his heart attack. 12-pack or more a day would see doing, doesn't even care that it'll lead to his ruin. Back before I was even born, Daddy served time in the Vietnam War. Got a pat on the back and a purple heart. Maybe that's the reason he started. Two packs of cigarettes, God is gonna lead to his heart attack. 12-pack or more a day would see thinking, doesn't look forward to nothing but drinking. I wish he would open up, talk about his feelings and just move on. That ain't something a soldier can do, he'll just keep on nursing that bruise. At 53, he's on his second wife. All they ever do is drink, cuss, and fight. Her kids have no respect for him. He don't deserve the life that he's living. Two packs of cigarettes, God is gonna lead to his heart attack. 12-pack or more a day would see doing, doesn't even care that it'll lead to his ruin. Not even on my birthday. For 15 years he forgot me, and now when he needs something, it's me he's calling, expecting me to buy him two packs of cigarettes. God is gonna lead to his heart attack. 12-pack or more a day would see. Doesn't look forward to nothing but drinking. I wish he would open up, talk about his feelings and just move on. That ain't something a soldier can do, he'll just keep on nursing that bruin. Two packs of cigarettes, two packs of cigarettes, cigarettes. Yeah. Daddy had a real hard life.
Very good.
Thank you.
So that you just, the lyrics just came right to you.
Yeah,
to you then.
That song in particular, and I've had more than one song happen this way. I was dreaming, mm-hmm. and it came to me in a dream, and then I woke up, and the lyrics were going in my head, and I had to write it down real quick, and I was like, this is good, like, I really need to write this song, and I wrote it in, like, 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really got a gift.
Thank you.
You know, I can't come with one lyric alone, a whole song.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to do.
It is. It's a really good gift.
Thank you. Yeah, it turned out really well. And then that song in particular, too, in 2014, it got an Ohio Music Award for Best Americana Single, which I was really proud of.
Yeah, that's great. And to take you back, you tried out for American Idol.
I did.
Yes.
Like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep, when I was 27.
And the voice?
I did turn in a video for them. I've tried out for, like, almost everything. I think the only one I didn't actually do was the America's Got Talent one.
Yeah.
But I did Star Search back in the day. Like, everything that would come here that I could get to, I would go wait for a day in line and, you know, see what would happen. And the one that I did actually get on was the Gimme the Mic Fox Columbus TV show. I made it as a top 20 semifinalist out of 600 people, which that was really
impressive.
Yeah.
That is impressive. Yeah, you know, I'll have to call old Simon up and ask him to get you squeezed in on America Got Talent there.
Right. I wonder what Simon would say about me.
I think he would love you.
You think?
Yeah, I think he would.
You never know.
Yeah. So you got an album coming out.
Yes.
And I'm going to get autographs. CD, you know, my collection.
You and your autographs.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So what's the name of the CD again?
I think we're just going to call it the band name. So probably just Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silo, a self-titled CD.
Okay, now do you have any backup singers?
Me.
Oh, you do it all?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do the backups, and I'm very OCD about those as far as where they need to be. You know, I don't want too many backups. The harmonies and all that have to be right, and I did a lot of that recently. Hello. On like 7 of the songs, I went in the studio. I did the backups just recently, a couple weeks ago, I think it was. And then we'll be. I did keys on a couple songs, keyboard. So I'm just trying to, you know, use all my talents on it.
Yeah, that's great. So. How many CDs you got out right now?
I don't have any CDs right now. I sold out of those years ago, the solo stuff. I have a song online that you can buy, you can download, called Ready to Fall. It's a solo song. So I have that, and I'll just like occasionally put them out online, you know. So I'm just kind of focusing on the band one, and then I think after I finish the band one, I might end up working on a solo EP, like a 6-song EP, because I have other songs that I want to, you know, get out there. So.
Well, great. So you have like a lot of songs in progress right now?
Yeah, I have tons of songs.
Yeah.
Like, I stopped counting how many I wrote when I was in my early 20s. I was at 300 something. So really? I've written well over 400 songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. you know, that's a good career in it, Robbie.
Yeah, that it definitely is. So if somebody like myself wanted to go, would you go to Amazon or iTunes?
Yeah, you can go to iTunes and Amazon, both of those. If you just Google Lisa Gain, it's G-A-I-N, like the detergent, you can Google that and Ready to Fall, and that'll bring up that single that you can purchase, or you can just watch my videos. We have that video, Not Enough, that we just released yesterday on YouTube, and it turned out really, really good. So I recommend to look that up, Not Enough, and check it out.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, because it's like a little movie in 5 minutes.
So when you played your, when you started guitar, how long did it take you before you were really comfortable and being self-taught?
Good question. I would say it was about 6 months when I went to my first coffee shop and was like, I'm going to try this and see if it's, you know, okay to the people there, and I got a good response. So about 6 months, and then I was just like playing wherever after that. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
So I heard that. I sorry, I had to step out there for a second. That's so okay. You're on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes, Amazon, you know, all the main stores out there. You can get the Ready to Fall single, and it'll be the same, you know, when the album comes out, I'll have it online too, so.
That's great.
Yeah, and I was telling them how they can Google the Not Enough video, which we can talk about later.
Yeah.
And check that out too.
So it's on YouTube, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about that. Very good video. I watched it last night.
Yes, it turned out so good.
It turned out wonderful.
Thank you to Tom Walton for doing that. And all the actors that he knew. I mean, people that I didn't know were involved. And businesses in Delaware let us use their spaces. And it just kind of all came together, you know, after a few months of time, you know, working it all out. It finally all came together. So I'm really excited.
Now, did you have to take vocal lessons or anything to keep your
I never did until about 4 years ago, just for fun. I was like, I'm gonna take vocal lessons, you know, like it can't hurt, you know.
Yeah.
And I did about 6 months of lessons with a lady named Tamara that teaches at the college in Mount Vernon. Yeah. Gambier, I think it's called. Really good lady. And so yeah, I did 6 months just to, you know, see what I can learn and see if I could make myself better, and I think it was helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a really good voice, don't she, Robbie?
Yeah, her voice is really good, and I'm amazed by My brother was a musician as well, and he really? Did the same thing. He picked up a bass guitar and self-taught himself to play. But that was back in the 80s when the big hair bands was around.
So you think about having any concerts soon?
I don't have anything lined up, but I am open to some opportunities. If anyone wants to get a hold of me, just, you know, message me on Facebook or something. Find me online, Lisa Gain, and you can work something out.
All right. And you have a Facebook?
Yes. Yep. I have my solo one, and then we have the Rusty Silo one. If you want to look at the band stuff, please check those out. That'd be great.
Yeah. If anybody wants your autograph.
Yeah.
I'm first in line to get the CD, so don't, folks. I'm first.
Send out.
I tell people I work all the time. I'm first. right, Lisa?
Yeah, he does. I'll have to get a stamp. Like, I remember back in the day, I joined Paula Abdul's fan club when she was big, and she sent me this, like, pre-stamped autograph. I'm going to have to get a stamp. Like, here you go.
No stamp for me. I got to have a legit one.
Yeah, I know. No, I'll give you a real one.
That's why I'm sending these three guitars back. So the next, you have a couple other songs that you sent me.
Yeah.
Do you have another one in mind that you want to
play? Yeah, if we could play the Ready to Fall. That's the one that's out online right now that you can buy. If you Google it, Amazon, iTunes has it. And it's a solo song I wrote some time ago. And it's actually a happy song. I don't have too many of those, so let's go to happy.
So it's called Ready to Fall.
Yeah.
So before we play this, tell us how you came up with the lyrics for this one.
This one, it just kind of came to me. Like all my songs, you know, they just kind of come to me. I don't have to sit and force it. Usually if I try to force it, it doesn't work out, you know. Really? So I just wait until something comes to me. I usually write them pretty quickly. Thank God, you know, I'm very fortunate for that talent, because I do realize it is a talent, that is God-given. And, you know, sometimes I write these songs in like 10 minutes and I'm just amazed by them. So
how did you come up with the title for this one, though?
This one was about, at the time when I wrote it, which was a long time ago, I was in a state where I was like wanting to be in a relationship with someone that was good, and Ready to Fall basically kind of explains it, like, I'm ready, you know. Yeah. So if somebody is there, you know, let's, you know, find that person.
And you found the person.
I did.
Yes.
My husband. Thank God.
All right. We're going to play Ready to Fall. Are you ready, guys, to listen?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Another day, waking up alone. Another day, without a home. Another day, holding on to the past. That saying, it's better to have loved and lost than never to feel loved at all. I'd have to say that I agree. Would someone finally sweep me off my feet? Cause scream it from the mountain top, ready to kill, ready to try, ready to know it's on the other side. I'm ready to fall in love. I lost my way fog. I cannot see what is going on. I wanna run away, but
from your life. 'Cause I'm ready to fall in heaven. I wanna scream it from the mountains. So dead wrong. I wanna share my life, but not just with anyone. Yes, I'm ready to fall in heaven. I wanna scream it from the mountains. Ready to give, ready to try, ready to know what's on the other side. I'm ready to fall in love. I'm ready to fall in love. Ready to.
All right, Ready to Fall. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing it. Yeah, that's great. So, Ready to Fall, you know, that just has like a good beat, don't it, Robbie?
Yeah, you would think that it was actually a song by Melissa Etheridge.
That's so true. Cool.
And you know, you playing the guitar like it was like you're a professional. You're a professional. I mean, think about it.
I'm a professional amateur, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. That takes a lot of talent to play guitar and sing at the same time.
It is something I had to get used to. That was one of the biggest challenges when I learned is to sing and play at the same time. Yeah. But thankfully I was able to overcome it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you and Dolly Parton can hook up sometime,
too.
Oh,
God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, have her call me. You know her?
I'll have to ring her up. You know, I went to a restaurant down in Tennessee, or... It's Tennessee. What was it called? Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg.
And we went to her. I went to her restaurant. She wasn't there, but she was on the video. But she is there sometimes. She's a busy woman.
Oh God, yes. Yeah. She's a legend.
Yeah, her and you know, Kenny Rogers did that duet together years ago.
The Islands in the Stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad had the record.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that was like the number one album at one time.
Oh, it probably was.
Yeah. So you want to tell us anything else, what's going on or in your world?
Yeah, we have the video, so the song Not Enough, I would like to talk about. The video is all done by Tom Walton, who calls it Lazy Pancreas Productions. Uh-huh. And he had the storyline and the concept down. The actors that wanted to be involved and community in Delaware came together. We had Home Slice Bakery let us use their shop, and hair studios let us use their place. So a lot of the scenes you'll see are at their location. So it was really a community effort between, you know, Delaware businesses, Tom and the actors, myself, you know, other people that helped him, like Pam, his wife, Kevin, who's in another band locally. So we all kind of came together, and I just can't thank these people enough because the video turned out way beyond what I thought it would be, so I'm very excited.
So do you have a, I was going to ask you to begin with, did you have a manager?
No, yeah. I need a manager and a booker.
Call me.
I need a booker and a manager.
All right.
I'm taking applications.
You're taking applications. I'll do the audition.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be a busy man.
I am.
Right?
You know,
you're going to have to quit your job.
Well, we're going to make you big.
That'd be awesome.
That's my goal, to make you big.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna make you huge. See? You're gonna be bigger than Carrie Underwood.
Oh, good Lord. I don't know if that's possible, but that's
Sean,
that's...
you're making me think you got a crush on Carrie Underwood. Oh,
she's awesome.
Well, why wouldn't you? She's awesome. Yeah, she awesome. Looks great. Yeah. She sings great.
Yes. She's just
I'm a big Carrie fan too.
Are you? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. Love her. Actually, when I did the American Idol tryout, she was on that season.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it on, of course. So, but when I started watching the show and how great Carrie was, I was like, thank God I didn't make it on that show because she was so good.
She blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
I remember that episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was she before or after Taylor Swift?
She would have been after.
After?
Was it after? I can't remember.
I think.
I don't know.
What was it before?
I just know my little niece.
No, I think it was after. I think it was after. I think, I think she was after her, I believe.
Maybe.
My little niece loves Taylor Swift.
Oh, time. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, she's it's all about the Tay-Tay.
Yeah, there you go. So this next song that we're going to get ready to play is Not Enough.
Yes, this is the one the video has.
So you can go on YouTube, somebody wants to watch the video.
Yep, you can Google Lisa Gaye, Not Enough, it should come up for you. It just came out yesterday, so this is like brand new.
Brand new.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm excited.
All right, we're going to squeeze this in here, and then we're going to talk about the rest of the stuff here in a few minutes. Here we go. Not Enough by Lisa Gaye. Now remember, folks, don't forget to check out on YouTube, Lisa Gaye. You just type in Lisa Gaye and it pops right up, right?
Yep, my channel is youtube.com/LisaGaye.
All right, there you go. Here we go.
You said that I seem just like an angel. You said that you love my long blonde hair. And thinking of me made you smile. You said that when you're with me, you don't have a care. I'd make a real good girlfriend, at least that's what they say. And I've been told that time again, so what do I change if I'm not enough? Oh, I'm not enough. Stones as the moon in the sky. Have you just lost your heart from these hard times? Have you just lost your mind from the past you had? I'd make a real good girlfriend, at least that's what they say. And I've been told that time again, so what do I change if I'm not enough? You said that you love my long blonde. your smile. You who said that when you're with me, you don't have a care. I'd make a real good girlfriend. At least that's what they say. And I've been told that time again. So what do I change if I'm not enough to keep a man? I'm not enough, let go of my hand. I'm not enough, I understand. There must be something that I don't have. Not ever feeling loved. And yes, I learned you're wanting her. So tell me what I'm lacking of if I'm not enough. Oh, I'm not enough.
Wonderful, 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 like always.
Thank you.
You know, that's that video, you guys don't want to miss that video on YouTube. Just go to Lisa Gain, and I'm telling you right now, you want to watch that video.
Yes.
You guys did a lot of work and a lot of effort in that video.
So much work was involved.
Yeah.
I had no clue that it would be like that because, you know, I'd never made a video before, and I thought it'd be like, oh, we'll just sit, you know, I'll just sit and sing in a room and he'll video it. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And he had this whole concept with the scenes, the girl, the guy, the cheating and all that stuff. And it just my scenes alone where I'm sitting, you'll see me sitting there playing, was a 4-hour day. And then scenes with actors was another 4-hour day. And then we did our last scenes, took about an hour or so. And then all his time editing and putting it together, like there's a lot involved in that. So I had no clue, but it turned out so great.
It did.
Yeah.
And you don't know the actors very well.
No, I don't. I've actually only met one of them because I'm only in one scene with her. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
They know Tom. So thankfully, he got them on board. So that was great.
So the budget's kind of low. On that. So
very low budget for sure.
You got to when you're starting out low.
Exactly.
I mean, when you get Carrie on Awards money, then you'll be all right.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I can do a full-blown crazy video. Yeah.
That's right. You got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did your mom support you on this?
She is excited. She hasn't seen the video because she doesn't do technology.
Yeah.
She doesn't, like, she has a smartphone, but she doesn't have internet, so I can't send her the video. But she did watch WSU last night and texted me and said she was so proud. So that was pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah. She can't wait for the album.
Oh, really?
She's really excited about the album.
I guess your mom's number one, ain't she, before me? I guess she's number two.
Yeah, she might get the copy first. Yeah. We'll see. But if I see you first, I don't know.
You never know, right?
Right.
Is there an expected release date for your album?
Kind of mid next year is what I'm shooting for. So I don't have an actual date, but just kind of looking at middle of next year.
About how many songs do you think is going to be on it?
There's going to be 12 total.
12.
Yeah.
Nice.
We decided on 12. And that was even a battle, like just trying to figure out which songs, because I have so many.
Yeah.
You know, I'd present a song to the band, like, what do you guys think? Does this jive right? You know, some of the songs I played for them, we put them off to the side on the list. You know, others we put on the list and we were like, oh, maybe we don't want to do that. So we took it off the list, you know, and then we're like, we finally came up with our final 12. So
the songs that we heard so far, are they going to be on this on the album?
One that you played first, the 2 packs of cigarettes, is going to be on there.
Okay.
The others were solo, so those are not going to be on there. Yeah.
But maybe you can make a single for those.
There's a single for Ready to Fall already out there. Then Not Enough is on, the video is online. It'll be online again to buy, too, on iTunes, Amazon soon, probably in the next couple weeks. I'm going to put it back out there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you can just download it and watch right on your iPad or whatever you got.
Yep.
Interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. So iTunes, I'm an Apple person. I got iPhone right here.
Yeah.
I'm about to download it and listen
to
it.
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes right now, ready to fall.
Yeah. Now, you did send me another one. I just realized I was checking my email. You gave, it's called Give Up
on Love. Give Up on Love, okay.
Now, I don't know if you wanted to play that one or not.
Yeah, we can play that one.
We can play that one. We have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You want to go to do that?
Yeah, let's
do it. Well, give us a little bit of background on this one.
So this one, Gave Up on Love, I wrote, obviously, way before I met my husband, and and I had gone through a couple of crap guys, you know, back to back, and I was like, you know what, I just give up, I'm done. And so I wrote this song, and luckily I didn't really give up.
There you go.
I think at times, though, most of us are ready to give up sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. We can all relate to that.
Well, tell me about it. You know, I'm trying to find the right person myself.
Yeah.
You can't find them.
Right. It's hard.
There's a lot of gold diggers out there.
It's difficult.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say gold diggers. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people, all they want is like, you know.
Users or not real people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. We're going to try to get to tune this one in here. It's Give It Up. Love, as you said, you're married now. And by the way, before we get started, how'd your husband? He's a big supporter of you, I'm sure.
Yes, he loves it. Yeah. He's not a musician, so he doesn't get a lot of the process, but he actually has helped me in a couple of times without even knowing it on arranging a song, because he'd be like, you know what, I think you should have the chorus after that part. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you're right.
Yeah. See there?
So he does help out with that.
There you go. That's all it counts, don't it?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to Play Up, Give It Up Love. Here we go.
I gave her love.
All right, that was Given Up by Lisa Gang. She's not giving up now because she has a wonderful husband now with on her behind. You know, that's a very good lyrics how you wrote that. It just comes right to your head. I'm amazed by that, Robbie. What do you think?
I think it was really well.
It's amazing that the lyrics just come to your head like that.
Oh, yeah. And when I wrote it, my thought was, you know, because I say I gave up on love, I'm never going to try that stuff again. Because love can be like a drug. Like, some people are just addicted to being in love, you know. And right. I was like, I'm never going to try that stuff again, you know.
Exactly.
That's kind of how I thought of it.
All right. Well, it looks like we are out of time. Do you want to read down how you can contact you if you want to read some of your, watch some of your videos?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/LisaGain or facebook.com/RustySilos is the band. Just look me up and check out some songs. That'd be great.
All right. Robbie, any final words for you?
I just, like I said, I thought Melissa Etheridge was singing, so.
That's awesome.
I think it's a shame she didn't get through on American Idol.
I know.
I think that, you know, she would do really well.
But you was the top. You said you was on top of what?
20? I was on Give Me the Mic Columbus, which was on Fox 28, top 20 semifinalists. Yep, so out of over 600 people, so that was pretty awesome.
So was Simon Cowell one of the judges there at American Idol then?
Not when I went, I didn't get to meet any of them because I only got to the producers. He wasn't there, so if you didn't make it past that first round, you didn't get to meet Paula and Randy and Simon. Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. Eat your heart out, guys. There you go. That's how
they have no idea what they missed out on.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Lisa, I want to thank you for coming in. You know, we'll have to have you back more and more.
Yeah, I would love to come back. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank
you very much. All right, we are out of time. Exchange Club is coming up right after these words.
4022